Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we get to dive into the Word of God. This is our own online devotion. So if you are just joining us for the very first time, I'd like to specially welcome you and I would like to assure you that this is the right place to be. If you've been so frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody to tell somebody. To tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let everybody know that it is time for a devotion. I don't want you to keep this special moment to yourself. Let everybody know that it is time for a devotion. So spread the word. But before we dive into the Word of God, I would like us to start today with a special thanksgiving to God. Just appreciate God for a brand new day. Today is the second day in the month of November 2024. The Lord has been good and kind to us. So let Him know how thankful you are this morning. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are all welcome. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, Hearing from God. Hearing from God. Our today is in 15 from our Open Heaven Manual. In 15, Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Our Bible in one year is taken from John chapter 5 to 6. John from chapter 5 to 6. Our memory verse today is taken from Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21, which says, And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21, which says, And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. Our Bible reading today is taken from John chapter 10, from verse 2 to 5. John chapter 10 from verse 2 to 5. From verse 2 it says, But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today says, Hearing is critical to all humans. For example, you will immediately know that you need to get out of the way. When you hear the blare of a car's horn behind you. Beyond hearing and the physical, it is also critical for believers to be able to hear from God, as we see in our memory verse. Due to my training as a mathematician, I have learned to delve into things that are not obvious. For instance, many Christians miss out the fact that Elisha and Elijah were talking as they walked together in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11. When I studied that scripture, I wondered what their discussion was about. Also in Daniel chapter 3, when the three Hebrew men were with the fourth man in the fire, what were they talking about? What did Jesus discuss with Moses and Elijah in Matthew chapter 17 from verse 1 to 9? What was so critical that they came down from heaven to discuss with Jesus? In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 1 to 4, Paul said that he heard words that were not lawful for a man to speak. What were those words? In Revelation chapter 10 verse 4, John heard some things and wanted to write them down, but the angel told him they were not to be written. They were for his ears alone. What did he hear? I am really curious about this and many more of such conversations. God made the world with words. Words are very powerful, especially when they come from God. The Bible says that the entrance of the word always brings light to the hearer and to situations, like we see in Psalm 119. Verse 130. You cannot live an effective Christian life if you do not hear from God. The Bible teaches that if you believe, you will see the glory of God, like we say in John chapter 11, verse 40. However, this faith comes by hearing the word of God. We can also see that in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Psalm 107 verse 20 says, "He sent his word and he healed and delivered them." The question is, how do you receive God's word? To receive God's word effectively, ensure that nothing distracts you and that you are totally focused on listening to his word. Move away from distractions, so that you can hear exactly what God wants to say to you in that moment. Also pray for God to open your spiritual ears so that you can understand what is being said. In Revelation chapter 2 verse 29, the Bible says that those that have ears should hear what the Spirit is saying. You have spiritual ears. Ensure that they are not deaf to what the Spirit of God has to say to you at every point in time. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, "Father, please open my spiritual ears and let me hear from you always. Father, please open my spiritual ears and let me hear from you always. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen." If you are about to pray this prayer, or if you have prayed this prayer, one thing that you must understand is that your ways must be right with God for you to be able to connect and hear God spiritually and hear from the Spirit at every point in time. If you are not a heir of salvation, if you have not been joined with Christ, you cannot hear what the Spirit is saying. That is one reason you must give your life to Christ. So if you are listening to me right now and you are yet to surrender your life to Christ, this is just the moment to do that. I want you to bow your head and say after me, "Lord Jesus, I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I ask that you come into my life. You cleanse me of every unrighteousness. I ask that you make my heart your habitation. I surrender myself totally to you from henceforth. Thank you, Father, for answering. For in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen. If you have prayed this prayer, this is just one step for you to grow in faith and for you to grow in the Spirit. Another thing you need to do is to join yourself to a Bible-believing church. Locate anyone around you. And I want you to reach out to them and begin to grow in your walk in God. If you need help locating anyone around you, you can reach out to us on Instagram, praisewellersradio_UK. praisewellersradio_UK. Reach out to us via our DMs and we'll be sure to get back to you as soon as possible. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can do so by sharing. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to again, download or share. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and on our mobile app on Play Store and Apple Store, available for download. You can download it today to enjoy all our amazing shows lined up throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned till now. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.